Friday, 26th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 1, verses 12 to 21, and 33 to 35. Then the Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, "Have you ever in your lifetime commanded the morning and shown the dawn its place, for taking hold of the ends of the earth till the wicked are shaken from its surface? The earth is changed at its clay by the seal, and died as though it were a garment. But from the wicked the lie is withheld, and the arm of pride is shattered. Have you entered the sources of the sea, or walked about in the depths of the abyss? Have the gate of death been shown to you? Or have you seen the gate of darkness? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me, if you know all. Wicked the way to the dwelling place of light, and where is the abode of darkness, that you may take them to their boundaries and set them on their homeward path? You know, because you were born before them, and the number of your years is great. Do you know the ordinances of the heaven? Can you put into effect their plan on the earth? Can you raise your voice among the clouds, or veil yourself in the water of the storm? Can you send forth the lightning on their way, or they will say to you, 'Here we are.'" The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verse 13 to 16. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done to Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the latter world. Whoever listens to you, listen to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: know God and know oneself. Sun Tzu said this famous sentence: "Know yourself, know the enemy, 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories." Many who do not know themselves, but also know nothing about God. Many tendency to apply what they know to God. These people take pride on themselves. They despise God. Those who work for God and eliminate Him from their life. Today's reading teaches us to avoid this attitude, because it leads to many sufferings. Second analysis. First reading: God's providence in the universe. Human beings can recognize God's presence, wisdom, and power through their observation of nature. Saint Thomas Aquinas viewed a scientific principle called the principle of cause and effect to demonstrate this. For example, according to this principle, if a thing exists, there must be a cause of its existence. But the universe exists, then there must be a creator of this universe whom we call God. Moreover, the more ingenious of the existing thing is, the wiser it is producer. If we look at the universe or a human body with all the parts working in harmony with each other, we can recognize God's wisdom and power. Saint Paul also affirmed this. He said, "For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God makes it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what He had made. As a result, they have no excuse." See Romans chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. In today's passage, God also reminded Job that he must recognize God's wisdom and power. First, to what happened in the air. Have you ever in your lifetime commanded the morning and sown the dawn its place for taking hold of the ends of the earth till the wicked are shaken from its surface? Second, to what happened in the sea and deep abyss. Have you entered the sources of the sea or walked about in the depths of the abyss? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Or have you seen the gate of darkness? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Third, to the presence of life and darkness. Tell me if you know all. Which is the way to the dwelling place of light? And where is the abode of darkness? That you may take them to their boundaries and set them on their homeward path. You know, because you were born before them, and the number of your years is great. Fourth point, to God's control of the universe. Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you put into effect their plan on the earth? Can you raise your voice among the clouds, or veil yourself in the water of the storm? Job must confess that he did not know the answer for all the questions. The Gospel. Know yourself so that you can avoid the sin of pride. Third point, Chorazin and Bethsaida. Eusebio, the historian, and Saint Jerome located Chorazin in a city about 2 miles from Capernaum to the north, since it was on a hill. So from this city, people can look down to Capernaum and the Galilee. This city was prosperous until 2nd century AD. Though the Gospel did not report any of Jesus' preaching or healing in Chorazin, But since the city is near Capernaum, people of the city must hear about Jesus' teaching and see his miracles. Bethsaida in Hebrew means the house of fish. This city is on the west of Tiberias Lake. This was the native place of the three apostles, Peter, Andrew, and Philip. Jesus often came here to rest. At this place, Jesus healed a plant and Peter's mother-in-law. Second, Tyre and Sidon are two Gentile cities. They lie along the seacoast of the Mediterranean Sea, to the north of Palestine, belong to Lebanon now. Since they are on the seacoast, and the connection between Europe and Asia continent, the two cities were prosperous. In all of Jesus' public ministry, there was only one time reported by Matthew and Mark that Jesus came to Tyre and Sidon. See Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, and Mark chapter 7, verse 30, to heal the daughter of a Canaanite woman after praising her strong faith. Even though the two cities had not many opportunities to witness Jesus' miracle at other Jewish cities, but every time when they heard that Jesus preached near to their cities, they came to hear him. Jesus was astonished at the faith of the Canaanite women. When comparing between two Jewish cities, which are Chorazin and Bethsaida, with two Gentile cities, Tyre and Sidon, Jesus acclaimed, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting on sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you." Third, Capernaum was mentioned 16 times by all four evangelists. Matthew and Mark reported Jesus began his public mission at Capernaum after he was tempted in the desert. He often came here to preach, and the most important sermon about the sacrament of the Eucharist were given here in the Jewish synagogue. See John chapter 6. Jesus did many miracles at Capernaum, healing of the centurion's servant, healing of the person possessed by demon, healing of the paralyzed, doing the first miracle by making water into wine at Cana, very close to Capernaum, healing the official's son, commanding the storm to be quiet. Jesus also met many trials and opposition at Capernaum. See Matthew chapter 17, verse 24, Mark chapter 2, verse 7. Even though people at Capernaum often heard Jesus' teaching and witnessed many of his miracles, they were still stubborn, prideful, and not believing in him. This is the reason for Jesus' rebuke in today's passage. "And as for you, Capernaum, Will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the latter world. Fourth point. The results of welcoming or denying his disciples. Jesus proclaimed, whoever listens to you, listen to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. This proclamation showed the importance of Jesus' disciples. Jesus gave them all necessary things for the preaching of the gospel before he sent them out. They are Jesus' representatives, as Jesus is God's representative. The sent have full authority as the sender. People tend to insult the representatives, regarding them as having no full authority as their owner. They forget that their reports have power to call God's reward or punishment on them. Application in life. We must learn about God to understand His wisdom and ways and to avoid the prideful attitude. We should not behave as a fox sitting at the bottom of a well. If we are given many opportunities to know God, we shall be just heavier than those who do not have many opportunities. We should use the opportunities to strengthen our faith. Amen.